Look, it's hard to believe that the footage and some of the images and video we saw from some of these homes that were, you know, on basically the front lines of this incredible storm cell along the central coast. How has the damage compared to, say, previous storms?
Well, there's been episodic storm events here at Wamberal since the 70s. So we were expecting it to happen again. So was Central Coast Council. And they had been in planning for a buried rock revetment wall for the area for nearly two decades.
In terms of that planning, what kind of planning had gone in to actually see that this kind of situation didn't arise?
Well, it was in development control plans, which allowed people to build here and renovate here and so forth and live here and pay rates here. And also it was in the coastal zone management plan. But the project working group to get it off the ground, which has been going for the last 3 years, went very slowly and nothing happened. And unfortunately, we got hit and smashed again with another big storm.
Well, smashed is certainly the operative word. As I say, the images and such coming out of that one, and I myself was previously a Central Coast local, so I know exactly just how, just looking at that footage, just how dramatic that storm surge was. Incredible amounts of beach had been taken away by that one. Are there still people out of their homes right now, some of those homes that were really teetering on the edge? Are they still unable to move back in?
Yes, there's still five homes that aren't allowed to be habited, and one level of a block of apartments. They're basically saying that everything from the properties forward on the beach is unstable.
How has the community tried to pull together in the midst of this one?
Really just by supporting each other. We've got a big residents association, the Wamberal Protection Association. We contact each other on WhatsApp. We have a Facebook page which tells the story. This is not just about beachfront owners wanting protection from the sea. This is about an infrastructure project that was promised and should have been built a long time ago. And also, you know, being able to protect our properties in the interim.
What are spirits actually like amongst those, amongst the homeowners?
Well, they're much better now. I mean, we got rocks on the beach last week, which was done under the disaster recovery plan and led by Lee Shearer and the state government. That was the first rocks on the beach for more than 40 years. And last Friday, Shelley Hancock announced a task force with Adam Crouch, which is our local member, to make sure that this project happens for the future. Because it just doesn't affect the houses. It affects the road behind it, hundreds of millions of public infrastructure and hundreds of lower-lying houses.
The repair efforts themselves, who is getting involved with those ones?
Well, that's been led by Lee Shearer, who's the recovery coordinator, but also a very world-renowned coastal engineering firm called Royal Heskoning and Gosford Council. Gosford Council workers on the ground have been very good in the efforts they're doing there. We're just very disappointed with the council management itself that it got to this situation and that people... you know, homes nearly fell into the sea.
Do we have an indication of just how long these repairs might take?
Well, these repairs are just emergency works and apparently should be going on for several more weeks. There's thousands of tonne of rocks being put at the toe and hundreds of large bags of rocks being placed by a crane. So it'll take what it takes, but it's still... technically doesn't repair the properties behind. It will just hold the toe so there won't be any further erosion.
Well, as you say, there are numerous homes. We're not just talking about the beachfront properties here, although they were obviously the ones we got those rather dramatic images of. I know exactly, as you say there, Margaret, just how close the public road is along that beachfront there and a great deal of houses and properties in the area. These are going to become more frequent and you would expect more destructive, these kinds of storm cells in the near future. So what options actually exist apart from this plan? This plan you've obviously mentioned, you've underlined there. What options exist for dealing with these ones in the future with future storm erosion?
Well, I can't speak for all the area of the Australian coast, but, you know, for Wambaral, we've always known it's subject to the episodic events, and this is the plan. I guess each other coastal area will have to deal with their problems on an individual basis, depending on which way the weather comes. But in Wambaral, this is not about sea level rise. This is about episodic storm events, and we always knew this was going to happen.
Mm. Well, Margaret, best of luck with the recovery. Like I say, an incredibly dramatic one, and rather sad for the people that are living in that that area. Really do appreciate your time.
Thank you. We just really, you know, don't feel it's fair that people's, you know, living room should be the, you know, front line for a disaster. So we really appreciate all the help from the state government.